Whangarei Courthouse is saying that he just played dead because he was so worried about what might have happened had he, you know, faced up to this guy who pummeled him in the lift at Whangarei District Court. Great to have you with us. Brenda Tuckey is with us. Now, Brenda, the name might be familiar too, because Brenda's been a great advocate for our wonderful honey sourced from down in the Uruwera. But today we're talking about Matariki Ahunga Nui hampers. It's nearly Matariki, and as our tupuna would have done, they're making preparations in the heart of the Uruwera, Uruatahuna, to put these hampers together. Brenda Tuckey is with us. Hey, Brenda. Kia ora. It's good to talk again.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How's the honey and the beautiful Uruatahuna coming along there,
well,
Brenda?
At the moment, the bees are resting for the year during the winter, and so not much happening with the honey out in the Nahere and the forest. But at the same time, we're still selling our honey across the country and in other parts of the world as well. So it's we're just recovering from COVID, really, the period of COVID, and rebuilding our business. So, but we're doing okay, so that's great. But we've got this initiative about Matariki hampers, Matariki Ahunga Nui hampers. And this kaupapa is one that relates to our work as the Tua Whenua Trust, as trustee of the bushlands that are around Ruatahuna. And ultimately, we're wanting to build a fund to look after these lands, these forests, and this kaupapa is our major initiative in that process of building a capital fund. So what it's about is we are preparing food from all parts of the forest and in our gardens and orchards, and been preparing preserves and different foods for some time now. And it all comes together in a hamper that we share with those who want to participate in the initiative. And they participate by giving us a koha. And we do this online, so it's by donation, and it's whatever people want to give. We do set the minimum koha at $350, though, and but the hampers are well worth it. So we have a whole range of foods that go into the hampers. Yeah, so that gives you an outline of what this kaupapa is about.
Well, it's a special pack, isn't it? So if there's a special event or a special person that you want to acknowledge, this might be something quite different. Can you tell us a little about what's in a pack like this in the Matariki Ahunga Nui hamper? What might we expect?
Okay, so because we're wanting to reflect the Matariki cluster in relation to this, the tradition of feasting at Matariki, so we have foods from the ocean that reflects the star Waitā, and then Waiti is reflected in our foods from fresh water, and Tipu Ānuku is reflected from those things that come from under the earth, from the earth, and Tipu Ārangi is from our forest or from our orchards. Yeah. So the kinds of things that we've got, some of the things we have pulled together by trading manawa honey, so we reach out to whānau in different parts of the country where they might be able to get access to to the foods from the ocean, the fish, etc., from the ocean, or to freshwater foods like eel, and other things we've been able to produce right here in Ruatahuna. So we probably would start with the rangitaiki tuna. So obviously from the rangitaiki, our cousins in Murupara have done the eels for us, and we've gifted them honey for their contribution. Fish has come from the Bay of Plenty, and they were organised by Hone Te Riri, and so much appreciated. So we've got Ruatahuna pork has been provided by one of our trustees. We hunted deer earlier in the year from the centre of Te Uruwera, from the middle of Te Uruwera at Hanamahihi, to produce venison sausages. And one of the things is that we try to incorporate new learning each time we do this hamper. So this year we made our own sausages. We had someone come and show us how you do that. and rather than getting them made by someone else. We've got a pumpkin soup, we've got raisin and honey pudding, we've got a dry meat rub from using horopito from one of our mountain ranges at Taraponamu. We've got taiwa, Māori potatoes from my garden. What else? We've got a plum sauce, chutneys, relish. We've got peaches, some of which have come from Hawke's Bay, and they were given, we have some sponsors, so Watties in this instance has given us the peaches. We've got honey and apple sauce. We've got a peach and honey compote. We've got quince jelly. We've got honey, of course, we've put into this whole thing. And we top it off with a kono that we make. The local weavers get together, and we've been working on the weaving for a month now and have put together a kono for each hamper that we do. Yeah, so we also bring in herbs from our gardens as the final touch, and we have a sponsor in Pack and Save, and they'll be supplying us with some other goodies that we include in the hamper.
Yeah, well, it sounds good.
Look, there you go.
And something quite special, something quite unique, something very Māori, and from one of the cleanest and greenest environments on the planet.
Yes, it is. And, you know, and we're learning a lot as we go and sharing the skills. It's a bit about, you know, growing our food knowledge and about growing, preserving, and preparing different kinds of foods and extending that each year. So we're lifting our, I suppose, enhancing our, you know, the sovereignty, I guess, we have over our own food. But ultimately, you know, we're raising funds through this initiative for our forest because we just find that the funding through government or other means is too fickle, and that we just need to set up our own fund from which the investment returns we can use to enhance our forests, you know, to control, introduce pests, etc., and improve the nature of our forest. Yeah, so, but there's a whole range of things that are involved in this, you know, going straight back to Matariki, and how it brings people together, and how we can do that around beautiful food that comes from the earth, comes from the sea, comes from the river, you know, and comes from the forest. Yeah, so this is something we really want to promote, getting back to really natural food that links us back to our environment. So, you know, it just kind of weaves everything together neatly for us in terms of our kaupapa for the Tua Whenua Trust. And Manawa Honey is able to contribute a lot to that and is be able to be the platform on which we can launch this initiative and keep it going each year. Mm.
Ka pai. Thanks, Brenda. Mm. Okay. And how do we find them?
Okay, so we're online. Just go to our Manawa Honey online store at www.manawahoney.co.nz. And there's links there on the homepage, as well as when you go into the shop, you'll find the links there to go to the Matariki Ahunanui Feast Hampers.
Beautiful.
And you can choose there what koha you want to give for our hamper. All the hampers are the same. And a lot of people give what they can give that's beyond the 350. So, but we appreciate everything that we get. And we just love people coming into the whole initiative with us.
Cool. Tēnā koe. Good catching up with you again, Brenda. I'll let people continue to know how to find these very special hampers acknowledging Matariki and sourced from our Ngāhere. Ngā mihi. Good to talk again, Tuahine. Thanks so much.
Aye. Hei tanara. Aye.
See you, Brenda. Thank you. 603 Urban Māori Radio.